1620 94.5 WTAW. Following comments come from the April 19th, 2022 College Station ISD School Board meeting, where approval is given to enter final negotiations with the health insurance plan administered by the Texas Association of School Boards and the Texas Municipal League, where claims will be processed by Blue Cross Blue Shield. This comes after the board decided last December to shift health care providers from the state-covered TRS health care program. First, comments from CSISD Chief Administrative Officer Molly Perry.
We discussed earlier the TRS active care plans have shown significant increases in recent years. In the existing plan year, we saw an 8% average increase, and we anticipate that that will continue. We found in an analysis of our rates over the prior 3 years that the district was expending just about $1.6 million more over that three-year period than we were receiving back in benefits.
Next, comments about TRS administrative issues from the CSISD health insurance consultant, Bob Tracy.
The data coming out of TRS Active Care has been fairly wonky from a standpoint. It's a big macro-type product with hundreds of thousands of lives. And the way that they were tracking this huge pool was not conducive to truly knowing what our own group was doing. There's a lot of missing information.
At the end of April, state officials announced moving $435 million of federal pandemic money into the Teacher Retirement System's health insurance program. The governor stating in a news release that TRS healthcare premiums either stay the same or go down. CSISD, among more than 100 school districts that dropped TRS as their health insurance provider last December.